So we're continuing a little bit in the halachos of Purim, specifically in the halachos concerning matanos le'evyonim, so gifts to the poor. We spoke about a few nights ago that the Shulchan Aruch paskins that every person is obligated to give a minimum of two gifts to two poor people. So the Mishnah Berurah deals with a very interesting case. He says, what is the halacha if a person is a pauper? What happens if a person is poor? So it seems to be that the Shulchan Aruch is quite explicit. The Shulchan Aruch says, chayiv kol adam, which seems to indicate that everybody is obligated in matanos le'evyonim, even if one is actually themselves impoverished. So the Mishnah Berurah says something amazing. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Im hechliv se'udaso b'shel chaveiro, yatzi edei matanos." If a person exchanged meals with someone else, so let's say Reuven gave his meal, his intended perm suda to Shimon. Shimon gave his intended perm suda to Reuven. So the Mishnah Berurah says, technically speaking, one fulfills the mitzvah of matanos le'evyonim like that, and therefore he says the alkein. Therefore, if someone is poor and they are supported already from charity, he should give two gifts to two poor people. And then those very same two people should gift the same gifts back to him. So just if you can imagine what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, Reuven is poor. He has to give matanos le'evyonim. So what should Reuven do? He should give one gift to Shimon, one gift to Levi. Now Shimon and Levi themselves are poor. What could Shimon and Levi do? Shimon and Levi could then, after receiving the gifts from Reuven, they could gift it right back to Reuven. And the Mishnah Berurah says, quoting the Prima Gadim, in that sense, halacha l'maisa, everyone goes ahead and receives matanos le'evyonim. Wow. So the question is obvious, right? What exactly are we accomplishing over here? In other words, it seems like a bit of a ruse. Reuven is going to end up with exactly what he gave away. And again, this is choreographed. This is not like a wink-wink. This is like Reuven's going to say. It's understood. Reuven's going to give to Shimon and Levi. They're both poor. And then Shimon and Levi are going to gift right back to Reuven. So everyone ends up with that which they started. But what do you see? That part of the yesod, part of the musr of matanos le'evyonim is not simply to give tzedakah, but rather it is to transform us into becoming givers. And in fact, this is a dominant motif in Yiddishkeit in general, that giving is not just about filling a need, but it's about becoming a giver. Moshe has a famous tshuva, where someone asks for Moshe, which is, a shaila that many of us encounter all the time. Person gets solicited for all kinds of tzedakahs, right? You get 100 envelopes in the mail, and the emails, and the WhatsApps. So someone asks for Moshe a very simple question. Is it better to give a little to a lot or a lot to a little? I have $100 in tzedakah, so I could literally give $1 to 100 people, or I could give $50 to two people, to two organizations. What's better? And Rav Moshe actually paskined that it is better to give a little to a lot. Why? Because if you give a lot to a little, so you've only engaged in a certain fewer number of acts of giving. But if you give a little to a lot, then what you're doing is repeating the behavior of giving over and over and over. And as such, what Rav Moshe is highlighting, same thing as the Prima Gadim. Yes, part of tzedakah is giving in order to address a particular need that someone else is having. But part of the mitzvah of tzedakah is also transforming ourselves into becoming giving individuals as well. So in this case, even though Reuven knows that which he's giving to Shimon and Levi is going to get right back, that's okay. Because it's not just about addressing a need, but it's about transforming ourselves into becoming the kind of people who are perpetual givers. Rabbi Hanani ben Akash, Omer Sirach Lezakos, says, "So, Vichach, Hebron Temes Shneimad, Nachavitz Mansito, Yagdol Torah V'Adir."